entitled Seasonal Variation and Potential Sources of Particulate Phosphorus in the Susquehanna River and the Chesapeake Bay Watershed.
Is the pointer working?
Yes, the pointer does work, or you can use this.
Okay, I see. Good afternoon. I would like to talk about the seasonal variation and the potential sources of particulate phosphorus in the Susquehanna River in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. Chesapeake Bay is one of the most productive estuaries in the United States. However, since the 1950s, the water quality has been decreased significantly. Even though more than $2 billion of funding has been devoted to solve the problem, the water quality standard has still been very low. Currently, it's very difficult to understand the sources and cycling of phosphorus thoroughly, because compared to the particular phosphorus, the dissolved phosphorus concentration is low, and the inorganic and organic phosphorus easily transformed into a variety of different forms. And the information on the phosphorus sources has a great influence on the effective formulation of nutrition management plans. And nowadays, phosphate oxygen isotope techniques has been attracting more and more attention, using as a tool to test the phosphorus sources in the environment based on its two properties. In abiotic conditions, there is no oxygen exchange between phosphate and water, and this indicates that the source information could be recorded in the oxygen or the phosphate. However, in the biotic conditions, the oxygen exchange between phosphate and water is so fast and it can easily reach to equilibrium. This equilibrium value can easily calculate by the temperature of water and the oxygen heating of the water. The combination of the two properties can make it possible to track the sources of organic and inorganic phosphorus compounds in the environment. Our research project aims to investigate how the particular phosphorus varies with seasons, and we also want to differentiate which particular phosphorus pools is bioavailable to microorganisms or not. And with the help of the phosphate oxygen isotope, we want to infer the potential sources of particulate phosphorus. We take samples in the mouth of the Susquehanna River, which is located in the north part of Chesapeake Bay. And in this small area, there is another small creek drained into the Susquehanna River. Follow the direction of water flow, we take several sites, which is several sampling sites, and each sampling site we collect around 80 liters of water. So totally, for each sampling we take 320 liters of water, and we separate them into three range to get the particulate matter, and then revised hydraulic extraction method will be used to extract the different phosphorus pools from the particulate matter. And the phosphorus concentration in each pool was quantified individually. And for the phosphate oxygen isotope ratios, after each extraction, the organic matter will be removed first from the extraction solutions. Then, after a series of reactions, a lot of cation and anion will be removed out. The phosphate ions will be precipitated as the silver phosphate. The silver phosphate will be through the pyrolysis, the silver phosphate was burned into oxygen and reacted with a carbon column and produced the carbon monoxide through the IRMS. The oxygen 18 or phosphate will be determined. Here is the result. For the different phosphorus pools, the sodium hydroxide extracted phosphorus has the high concentrations among the different sampling sites, irrespective of the size range. And this also apply for the particulate matter from water collected in summer 2017. And for the particulate matter collected in the winter in winter 2016, the oxygen isotope value of the sodium hydroxide extracted phosphorus and nitric acid extracted phosphorus are out of equilibrium. This line represents the equilibrium line. If the isotope data of a certain pole close to this line, which may indicate this pole is bioavailable to the microorganisms. And we can observe another interesting phenomenon that the different in the same pools, the isotope of different size range of particulate varies from each other, and it seems become heavier with the decrease of the size of the particulate matter, like this. And this may be because in different size range, the composition of particulate matter is different, which indicate the potential phosphorus sources. For the oxygen isotope data for the particulate collected in summer 2017, we can also observe a similar pattern that the oxygen the phosphate oxygen isotope ratio of the sodium hydroxide extracted phosphorus is out of equilibrium range, and the isotope values of Cb 1.0-1 is so similar to the 0.1, which indicates that the load of particulate matter from 0.1 contribute a lot to the Cb 1.0-1, even though the flow amount of the Deer Creek is relatively low. And we also observe a sharp increase of particulate matter. Matter increase from June 27 to August 27, and the range of isotope values like these two, around 19 per mil, is so similar to the one of the agricultural sources. The carbon isotopes of particulate matter was also determined. From June to August, the carbon isotope of particulate in Cb 1.0-1 became heavier, which is similar to the Wen or Deer Creek. This also indicates that the particulate from Deer 1 contributes significantly to the one of the Cb 1.0-1. Even though the water amount in the Deer Creek is not much. And for the nitrogen isotope particulate matter, a similar pattern was observed on the nitrogen isotope value of particulate matter in Cb 1.0-1 is similar to the Deer 1. And besides the isotope data the carbon concentration and nitrogen concentration was quantified. The carbon nitrogen ratio of particulate matter collected in CB 1.0-1 also has a similar pattern with the ice data. And the relative high carbon nitrogen ratio is indicated in terrestrial sources. Therefore, we would like to see the concentration of phosphorus pools varies in the same order over seasons. The sodium hydroxide stress phosphorus has the highest concentration. And the phosphate oxygen isotope values of those two poles are out of equilibrium, which indicating their potential sources. And the combination of multiple isotope is useful to identify the sources of particulate phosphorus. And this research is only possible by funding support by USDA. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions?
About 3 minutes for questions.
Hi. So looking at your slide on particulate concentration between June and August, we had a lot of rain in the area during that time period. So I wonder the sample that you took in August came right after we had rain.
Yes.
Was it?
Yeah, it's a big rain.
So my question is, are you capturing the variability that we see? This is a big river.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. We will increase the amount of sampling.
And my second point is if you look at DER1, which is the smallest, do you know what's the flow in DER1 compared to the Saskatchewan River?
Since there is a dam near to the CB 1.0, in order to avoid the big release of water from the Conowingo Dam, then we choose the sampling site when there is not a big, there is no big release of water from this dam. Then we sampled at that time. Please. You mean, are you referring to the phosphorus concentration or isotope? Around 2 weeks, I think.
So I have 1 minute if there's another question.
So I have a lot of questions. So go back to your isotope pools slide where you said there are a lot of equilibrium.
Which one?
No. Let's start with the conclusion.
Okay.
So, your number two is indicator potential sources. So, are you thinking that the sodium hydroxide inorganic phosphorus is coming from a different source than the nitric acid extractable inorganically?
In fact, the isotope data from those two pools is similar. It's similar around 19 per mil.
So sodium hydroxide is extracting iron and aluminum extractable.
Yeah.
Nitric acid
is appetite.
Mm-hmm. So what's going on?
Excuse me. Let's hold that. We will have a 15-minute break here where there's a missing presentation, and we'll pick up this conversation or discussion at that point. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.